mobile.
Calling station, I missed your call. This is KO4HKX. Patrick on this end.
MT Mobile is the call. Name is Mike on this end. Hey, Patrick. I think you and I have talked a couple times. How you doing?
How are you, Mike?
Leaving the office and running an errand for the wife. Got to pick up some stuff from the Walmart for her. But, yeah, doing okay. It's looking like it's going to storm here in Pickens at some point. The sky is darkening up. How's it where you're at?
W2JKT Mobile.
Afternoon, it's not too bad over here, real cloudy, but not, doesn't look like it's going to storm right this minute, but I just left easily, so, and it did look like it over that way. Go ahead and pick it up, Eric.
My way home this afternoon, I heard you guys talking, so I thought I'd say hello. Was Mike your name, other station?
This is Mike, the call sign is KX4MT, and just here in Pickens, driving around.
Here is Eric, and I'm headed up 85, coming up on 101 here on my way out of town back up to Shelby, North Carolina.
Nice to meet you. Is 85 moving, or is it a parking lot?
It's always okay this time of day. Southbound is usually a parking lot, but it looks like it's actually moving up here by the airport.
Real good, yeah. One of the good things about living out here in Pickens is I don't have to deal with I-85 a whole lot. My family and I went on a little trip about 2 weeks ago, and early in the morning on the way to the airport, gosh, it was like 6 in the morning, and it was already backed up like a parking lot.
Yeah, and I have to drive down through this construction zone in Gaffney every morning and every night, and if I don't leave for work by 5 in the morning, I get stuck in it for a long time.
Patrick, you still in there? You want to pick it up?
Yeah, I'm here. I was just letting y'all finish because I'm glad I don't have to have anything to do with 85. My tour route takes me nowhere near it.
Down Route 8 right now in just past downtown Pickens, and it's smooth sailing here, that's for sure. Won't be so much when I get to the Walmart, I'm sure.
Danica, so I'm familiar with all that down there and the congestion that the Walmart causes.
Does this thing with the groceries, instead of going to actually go in the store now, she calls it in or does it on the app, and you just go there and they put it in your truck and you're good to go. So I don't mind going to Walmart for that. I can't stand going inside of it, though.
I don't care to go to Walmart anymore either. It's necessary evil every now and then, but try to avoid it as much as possible.
Well, Patrick, Eric, I can jump in and out here, but I'm actually pulling up to the Walmart as we speak. I got to call them and tell them I'm here so I can pick up the groceries. So I've enjoyed the QSO. 73 to both of you. Enjoy the rest of your day. This is KX4MT. Be clear on your guys' finals.
KX4MT. Good to talk to you again, Mike, and hope you have a good afternoon. KO4HK.
I mean, yeah, we'll talk again soon. W2JKT.
Productive day at work.
Productive. What changes is, you know, am I producing? What am I producing? That's the question. But yeah, no, it's a good day. I got a lot done and just headed home. I'm gonna go see if it's dried out enough for me to cut the grass because we're in desperate need of it, and we have about 5 more days of rain in the forecast, and I'd like to get it cut before we get that. But we'll see when I get home.
You got a camping trip coming up soon, too, don't you?
You know, 2 weeks from now, a week from this Friday, we're headed up to Kings Mountain State Park. And there's still some rain in the forecast, but I'm hoping it'll move out by then.
You went last week here if you were going. But I got done a little early today because I got to go up to the Asheville Airport at FedEx and pick up a tool cart.
This past Saturday night for that concert we were talking about this morning, and then we're booked in 2 weeks for Kings Mountain. We're doing 2 nights at Kings Mountain because we're close enough to home, we can run home and take care of the dogs. We would have stayed at Beach Mountain 2 nights, but, we have 6 dogs at home, and we're not quite comfortable leaving them for, 48 hours with just a pile of food and water. They need to get checked on. So, Kings Mountain, I can just run home and check on them real quick, so it shouldn't be too bad.
Same thing Ken just did. Up and down, up and down.
I'm camping in Seneca for a week or two at a time. I still have to run home every day and check on dogs and hang out with them for a little while, give them some attention. So, you know, it's what it's like when you have, you know, animals that depend on you.
Since mine passed away, I'd had one for, what, the last 20-some years, and I don't have one at all right now, and I'm kind of free, and I'm like, I don't know if I want to get another one right away.
Hate to seem crude, but man, you know, we have six dogs now. We're actually kind of planning on winding it down and trying to get to where you are eventually. You know, we're trying to get down to one house and, you know, fewer than six dogs, you know, hopefully no more than two, and just kind of simplifying life.
They become a handful after a while, and you like to be able to come and go if you want to, and you can if you got dogs.
It's hard to go anywhere. Foster from time to time, but, you know, the days of having six dogs are hopefully over soon.
Get one later on in life, but I'm in no rush. Like I said, I don't look forward to the house training and
really be destructive in the puppy stages. We have one that we fostered last spring. We ended up adopting him. He's a Great Pyrenees mix, but he's not quite 2 years old. But he chewed up Courtney's nice leather sofa, ripped one of the cushions off of it, and tore all the foam out. So she was livid. And we ended up just, like, kind of taping it shut and putting a big box on it to keep him from getting into it. Cause, you know, we started taping it up, and he just, like, tried to rip through the tape and get back to the cushion part. So we ended up having to put a big box on it full of some books and stuff to keep him off of it. And he's been off of it since, but, you know, he's destroyed probably, you know, a 5K leather sofa. So that was, yeah, definitely heartbreaking.
But, I mean, you know that going in, that they're going to do it, unless you keep a real close eye on them.
A close eye, there are those times where you turn your back for 2 seconds and they're into something.
Just like a toddler.
So how's your day going?
I said I got done a little early, and I'm heading up to the Asheville Airport, there where the FedEx is at, to pick up that tool cart. I'm already out here on 25 heading north of Traveler's Rest, so I won't be around much longer.
I'm up here north of 26, and I'm going to start losing the repeater before too long anyway.
But had a pretty good day. It was a little quiet. Shops have been slow. They've actually sent several of the techs home early today.
Hello, Monday, but, you know, all signs are pointing towards, like, an economic contraction sometime in the near future. So, you know, those are the kinds of things that start getting put off. You know, people start putting off getting their car fixed, putting off, you know, getting house fixed, put off, you know, major projects and stuff. So, you know, cut down on eating out and whatever, and I think we're starting to see that kind of stuff.
That I'm with you. I think so, too. But all we can do is keep moving until we can't move no more.
Got to roll with the punches. I mean, you, JKT.
Coming in tomorrow, or is tomorrow one of your days off?
That's tomorrow. Courtney has come down with a cold or something. She was a little sniffly at the concert Saturday night, and then a little bit yesterday she was a little tired, and now today she's like, yep, I think I've got a cold, so I might stay home tomorrow, but I'm not sure yet. Home Wednesday, and I'd rather work home at home Friday as my second day, just to get a jump on the weekend, but, you know, it's going to see how it goes. We're making some soup tonight, and I'm going to keep the tea spigot going, so hopefully she'll feel a little better.
But it's nothing serious, and she's over quickly. I know I've run into a lot of people been sick the last few weeks. Just like a summertime flu.
COVID strain going around, too, that doesn't come up on the test. So I think a lot of people probably just have it. You know, and it's gotten pretty mild now that it's been a few years, and, you know, it's nothing real serious anymore. It's just annoying because it keeps on mutating and going around again, kind of like a regular cold. But I don't know. We'll see. You know, she was feeling pretty crappy this morning. She still went to work anyway, but we'll just have to see how she's feeling in the morning when we get up.
Roger that. But Eric, I am getting close to the state line now, so I'm going to jump out of here, and good to talk to you this afternoon. Look forward to talking to you in the morning if you get a chance to. So, be safe the rest of your trip. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
Good day, and be safe getting those tool crates and stuff. But, yeah, maybe we'll chat you with you in the morning. So W2JKT, I'm clear.